tied up. Where do you put your clothes in? Hang your clothes up.
All right.
Have you ever had a closet that moved, that was not stationary? A moving closet of a sort?
No.
You know what you'd call it? Or have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay, that's good. Now, down in the old house down there where Wendell used to store some of his old war materials, what would you call that?
I call it a relic.
Well, I mean, what would you call that place up there where he put it? The top part of the house?
Attic or upstairs.
Okay. That's good. Where does Mama cook?
Kitchen.
Okay, can you describe it and some of the furniture in there and what all goes on in there?
Oh, they have a cook stove and cabinets and dining room table and refrigerator.
Alright. Can you tell what all goes on, just a few things that go on in there?
Cooks her breakfast, churns her milk, washes her dishes.
Alright. Now, I don't know if you, this says it's not common to the South, but you may remember. Have you ever known anybody who had an outside kitchen, especially in the summer, years ago?
Oh, I know people used to have it. We never did.
Now, this thing up on the wall in the kitchen where Mama stores her dishes and all this, what would you call that?
Cabin.
Is there any other thing you might call it? Alright, what's all that stuff of Ralph that's just laying around the place?
Old junk cars. Uh-huh.
All right. What would you call a place that you stored this junk?
Junkyard.
All right. And if I took a broom and I placed it right here and I opened the door back, you might say, what would you say the broom was?
Behind the door.
Okay, say
the room behind the door.
Alright.
I want you to try something.
You know, back there where the cats are.
I call that a stoop.
Alright. Do you call anything else?
Yeah, that's what most people call them. Like a little shed and a stoop.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference in a front porch and a back porch? I mean, other than in size or anything like that?
Front porch is larger.